This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Upland game season is in full swing, as is the archery deer hunt. And now we're only about a week and a half away from the big firearm deer hunt. So lots of things happening on the outdoor scene this week. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, the report is in for October, and with a full month of archery deer hunt now past, area bow hunters are beginning to see the signs that the rut is underway. The archery deer hunt began on October 1st and continues for nearly 3.5 months. And now, throughout October, the total harvest that female deers occupied, the does occupied some 64% of the total. This past week or so, however, the percentage has flipped, and during the final 3 days of the season, the buck harvest increased to 49% males compared to 51% does, and that number continues to climb. Wildlife experts now expect the buck-dominated harvest to be the rule for the next several weeks until the firearm season gets underway. Results for the first 31 days of the season show hunter success down only slightly from the same period last year. In fact, during this period, Illinois deer hunters had harvested 24,781 whitetails. And during that same period in 2007, hunters had bagged only 23,116. In 2008, the first 31 days resulted in a harvest of 23,375. And last year, it was a bit better, 25,478, about 700 difference from this year. The top five counties in archery harvests during the month of October were Pike with a 1,086, Fulton with 696, Jefferson with 569, Peoria with 536, and Madison with 506. Now, the results for our local counties show that Calhoun County archers bagged 341 deer in October, down from 395 last year. The Madison County archery harvest stands at 506, which was some 84 more than in 2009. Greene County hunters harvested 294, 15 fewer than a year ago. During the first 31 days, archers in Macoupin County have recorded 380 whitetails, some 23 fewer, while Morgan County hunters tagged 217 deer, down by 32 from last year. And the archery harvest in Jersey County for the first 31 days was 234 compared to 245 a year ago. And in Montgomery County, hunters had bagged 292 whitetails during October, down by 27 from 2009. And the Illinois archery deer harvest, our deer season continues through January 16th. The season temporarily closes during the two long weekends of firearm deer hunting, which are scheduled for November 19th through the 21st and December 2nd through the 5th. Now, like we said, they have in October, they bagged 24,781 deer. And since that time, at least the first 7 days of November, that number has climbed by another 10,000. So things are really on a roll for these archery deer hunters. And also, if you're a young hunter interested in waterfowling, young hunters interested in goose hunting experience during December holiday break are encouraged to register for the 11th Annual Central Illinois Youth Goose Hunt, and that's scheduled for December 26th through the 27th. The Youth Goose Hunt, sponsored by the Department of Natural Resources, will be held at a private waterfowl hunting clubs in Peoria, Fulton, and Knox counties. And young hunters interested in the youth hunt should call 217-785-8060. That number again is 217-785-8060 to register for a lottery drawing, since space is limited for the hunt, and the deadline to register is December 10th. The lottery drawing will be held on the 13th, and young hunters that have been selected will be notified by mail. First-time applicants, however, will be given a priority over previous participants in the drawing. And young hunters must be accompanied by a parent or a guardian who possess a valid firearm owner's card and must also have completed a hunter safety education course, possess a valid Illinois hunting or sportsman's license, have a harvest information program registration number, and have a 20-gauge or larger shotgun. So that's a great opportunity for these young hunters. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Be back with more right after these messages.
Hi folks, Louis Dreef with WSMI's Country Church. You're invited to join me each Sunday morning from 6 to 10 for the fastest 4 hours in radio. I'll mix your favorite country and southern gospel music and throw in a few little ditties to put a smile on your face. That's Country Church, Sunday mornings, WSMI. Try it, I know you're going to like it.
The Though hunting is occupying the majority of the outdoor news right now, if you're a crappie fisherman, the time is right now to be outside. Some of the best fishing we've had all year is currently going on. And that has been the case at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs as well. Currently at Carlisle Lake, main lake fishing is probably the best thing going. There's just not a lot of water flow right now, and there's water levels are quite low in the spillway. However, the catfish bite is fair in the spillway. They're being caught on cut bait and night crawlers. We're also seeing some fair crappie action, and most of them are coming on minnows. The sauger bite, it's downgraded all the way to poor right now with the poor low water levels. However, in the main lake, the catfish bite remains good. They're being caught on cut baits and night crawlers. Crappie action also good. They're starting to see more keeper crappie with the minnows producing slightly better than jigs. However, anglers are finding better success almost every day on tube jigs. And the best action right now, rated very good, are white bass. They're still active along the rocks at Carlisle. Most are being caught on inline spinners like rooster tails. Now, at Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, the crappie bite is rated excellent. The jig bite is just turning on with this cooler weather, and the minnows seem to be outproducing the jigs right now. Stake beds and brush piles anywhere from 2 to 10 feet are holding fish. Big fish are being caught, and anglers are catching more on jigs than minnows as far as the big fish go. The crappie are biting under the bridges. Fish are being caught under the 154 bridge in front of the sailboat harbor. They're fishing anywhere from 8 to 14 feet deep there. And if you see large groups of boats under the bridge, they're there for one reason. That's because the crappie bite is underway. As always, watch the other fishermen and see how deep they're fishing when you're catching fish. Just try to imitate their actions. The bass bite, it's been a little different here recently. With water levels dropping, it seems like the bass have congregated closer to the last remaining cover in the creeks. Shad in enormous schools can be found in many areas, and the shad-colored spinnerbaits and shallow crankbaits seem to be working best. However, it's hard to get a lot of bites with all the live bait in the area. And the catfish bite, it's been excellent recently. The bite is good all around the lake. Wren continues to be one of the better catfish lakes in the state, and right now the favorite bait seems to be cut shad, but several baits are working, including commercial baits. If fishing from the shoreline, try the Ina boat ramp. That's been a hot spot all year and continues to be so. And you can just about catch anywhere catch catfish. Tight lining on the bottom. If drift fishing from the boat, try fishing north of the 154 bridge and south of the Wren Lake Resort. This is probably one of the most productive areas for drift fishing for catfish. At Lake Shelbyville, crappie are the ticket here. Water temps continue to bounce all over the place, and the past few days it's been at or just below 60 with mostly no sun, really. We still need to get it down in the mid-50s and lower, and the color on the main lake is another factor. The water is so clear that the bigger fish have backed off the shoreline and are coming in for anywhere from 14 to 20 foot deep. Now, with the weather getting cooler and then warming back up, they're just deep one day and then mid-depth the next. The big fish have pulled back to deeper water on the main lake, and the best way to do this is to just cruise the deep shorelines looking for down trees with the big balls of bait over them. You need to keep a close eye on your depth finder, and then the fish would be just under the balls of bait, not necessarily even fishing in the tree, but very close. Now, once these temperatures fall into the mid-50s, and they should be there just about any time now, these fish will move shallower and run more brushy areas than down trees. November is among the best months to catch crappie at Lake Shelbyville, and it is again hot this year. Now, if you still want to catch white bass, all you got to do is follow the bait, and right now the bait has worked their way into the backs of the bigger coves that are fed by a creek. Coves like Lithia, Skull, Sand, and Wolf Creek are all hot spots. Just look for the bait and feeding activity, and you'll catch white bass and largemouth bass, and maybe even hang a muskie in the same time. So lots of things happening at our big core lakes, particularly for you crappie fishermen. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.